From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
AccuWeather meteorologists say that the relentless wet pattern will continue for the West Coast through at least the middle of the week, with multiple storms moving onshore in the west and bringing rounds of locally heavy rainfall and a renewed risk for flooding. Rain and snow in the mountains poured in last night, but a secondary, more widespread storm will arrive starting tonight and bring rain further south into the coasts of both Los Angeles and eventually San Diego. This feature will continue to spread rain across the state early this week, with a widespread area along the coast and north of the San Joaquin Valley expected to receive between 2 and 4 inches of rain through Wednesday. AccuWeather meteorologist Haley Taylor said that the heaviest rain will focus along the central coast Sunday night into Monday, and then along the coast in Southern California Monday into Tuesday, including Los Angeles. In addition, strong winds can develop Sunday afternoon and continue through Monday afternoon across northern and central California, adding that the combination of these gusty winds and very saturated ground could lead to downed trees and power lines. Flooding, landslides, and mudslides will also be a concern once again. Winds are expected to range between 30 to 50 miles per hour across central and northern California later Sunday through Monday, with some mountain locations at risk for gusting even higher. As the storm takes a northward trajectory, winds will tend generally calmer across the state from Tuesday to Wednesday. If there is any good news, it's that the storm that arrived last night lost energy as it approached, resulting in winds that were not as strong as the damaging gusts observed earlier in the month. Cold air in place across the higher terrain in California will result in precipitation falling as snow. Heavy snowfall will quickly spread across the Sierra Nevada into early next week, with totals there up to 3 feet possible in the northern areas. Winter storm warnings have been issued across the mountains for weather expected Sunday afternoon to Wednesday morning, and experts warn that travel can be difficult to, well, nearly impossible due to heavy snow, and that road closures can occur as a result. That's all for now. There are more stories like this, along with others, at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.